CBS News, reports reaching the West from Poland say the militia is using rubber clubs and tear gas and making hundreds of arrests to crush dissent. I'm Charles Osgood, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Word from Warsaw says police smashed street demonstrations last night as crowds of students shouted Gestapo and fascist at the truncheon-bearing militia. A report reached us today from CBS News correspondent Doug Sefton. Apparently, he tape-recorded it a few days ago. In it, Sefton talks of a rising toll of arrests as people are carted away to internment camps.
Government spokesmen and state-controlled newspapers may stress news that would make it appear the country is returning to normal. But there are ominous signs even here in the official government news bulletin. The governors of four regions have been removed for improperly discharging their duties. In their places, one general and three colonels. And another item. The Minister of Metallurgy and Engineering has discharged three factory managers, making for a total of six, for failing to implement decrees of the military council under the new martial law. It would appear that not all the opposition to the military regime is coming from solidarity. Doug Sefton, CBS News, Warsaw.
More on Poland after this.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before, and that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other Journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 tab, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
The Soviet Union today stepped up its charge that the United States is provoking unrest in Poland. Mary Wisniewski reports from Moscow.
The Party Daily Pravda says President Reagan has forgotten that Poland belongs to the Warsaw Pact and not to NATO. Pravda charges that the Reagan administration has lost its perspective when it comes to Poland and is interfering in what the official Soviet statements say is purely an internal Polish affair. Radio Moscow, in its report on President Reagan's news conference, says American economic pressure on Poland will not work. In an indirect reference to the American grain embargo, which has been lifted by President Reagan, Radio Moscow says Washington has again decided to resort to economic pressure, although in the past that has failed many times. The Soviet broadcast says Poland is putting its own house in order, and nothing will be achieved by rash actions by Washington's leaders. Mary Wisniewski for CBS News, Moscow.
A powerful explosion has shattered the party headquarters of Prime Minister Robert Mugabe in Salisbury, the capital of Zimbabwe. No details are known. A wide search is underway in northern Italy today. Hundreds of police and security forces with tracker dogs and helicopters looking for a kidnapped American military officer. Army Brigadier General James Dozier was seized yesterday at his home in Verona by four masked gunmen who bound the general's wife in chains, hit him over the head, and stuffed him into a trunk. The Italian guerrilla group, the Red Brigades, claims its men staged the kidnapping. Last night in New York, at a meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations, a primarily Republican and conservative group, former President Jimmy Carter, severely criticized the foreign policy of the Reagan administration, calling it belligerent and a danger to peace. Mr. Carter also had harsh words for Israel, calling annexation of the Golan Heights a tragic mistake. At the U.N. Security Council last night, the United States voted for a resolution that declares the annexation null and void and demands that Israel rescind it. But Israel immediately made it clear that the resolution, which passed unanimously, will be ignored. More news in a minute.
Louise, it's been ages.
Marie.
Oh, you lost weight.
You noticed.
Well, I'd like to diet too, but I'm always so hungry. How do you control your appetite?
The most delicious way possible, with AIDS candy.
candy? How can candy help you eat less?
AIDS is more than delicious candy. It's a diet plan. AIDS works two ways.
Oh?
The candy helps satisfy your hunger, and it has an effective appetite suppressant. So I eat less and lose weight deliciously.
Well, does AIDS candy have a stimulant?
Mm-mm, no stimulant. Nothing that can make you nervous. AIDS simply helps control your appetite so you can eat less. I have some in my purse. Here, taste.
Mmm, they are delicious.
The AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal.
And I'll be less hungry with AIDS?
With AIDS, you'll want a light meal instead of a heavy meal.
If I eat less, I'll lose weight. I'll try AIDS.
You got it.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Available at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed.
It didn't make sense at first to psychology professor Michael Enzel, but there were the data, plain as Christmas snow. A scientific survey at Canada's University of Alberta shows conclusively that people who listen to Christmas music are more vengeful than those who don't. Tested on what sentences they'd hand out for a crime, the listeners chose punishment harsher than the non-listeners.
CBS News. Word from Warsaw says that violent clashes between demonstrators and the militia continue. I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In downtown Warsaw last night, students gathered and taunted riot police with shouts of Gestapo and fascist. It's reported that the police waded into the crowds, swinging rubber clubs and firing tear gas. There are no reports of arrests or injuries in the fray. Other sources say thousands of Poles are being rounded up into internment camps. Travelers arriving in the West tell of the military crackdown, many of them saying fear stalks the streets of Poland. A Polish airliner arrived in New York last night, and David Jackson was there.
It was one of several special charters of the Polish airline bringing people out to the West for the first time since martial law was imposed. Lot flight L06, direct from Warsaw, 72 people aboard. All weary from the long trip, most relieved to be out. Kim Turner, an art dealer from New Jersey, says people are out and about in Warsaw, but she says they have to be. There's no choice. Tension, she says it's there, but to her, it was not overpowering.
There were people, men on the streets with AK-47s and automatic weapons, but they did not, they just patrolled around. They were little babies. They were like young children carrying their toy guns.
One woman said things are better in Poland now. She claims all the factories are operating. There is no labor trouble. But a Detroit man on the flight who was visiting relatives saw a darker side. He calls the situation in Poland a state of war without shooting. No one wants a civil war, he says, but everyone knows it could happen. And he says a lot of cool heads must prevail to prevent it. David Jackson, CBS News, New York.
More when CBS News continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mike.
I didn't know you were on this plane.
My monthly trip. Let's sit together.
Oh, I can't. I'm in the smoking section.
I was always in the smoking section, but I quit smoking.
Oh, yeah? I wish I could. I've even thought about joining one of those $300 group programs to see if I could break the habit.
Yeah, well, I really wanted to quit, and I tried Bantron.
Yeah?
It worked for me. And if you really want to quit smoking, Bantron will help you.
I sure do. Bantron.
Yeah, Bantron smoking deterrent tablets.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to quit smoking, Bantron will make it easier.
Well, how does it work?
Well, it helps cut down that craving for nicotine.
Bantron does that? To me, that's the whole ballgame.
And it has special buffers that make it work fast.
Oh, yeah?
Easy to take, too. One tablet after each meal.
Well, a Bantron is as good as you say it is.
There's one way to find out.
I'm gonna try Bantron.
Good.
So long, Joe.
See you, Mike.
Hey, next trip, maybe I can get out of the smoking section, huh?
Bantron tablets have the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. The more you want to stop, the more Bantron will help you stop. Bantron can help you break the cigarette habit. Available at supermarkets and drugstores. Use only as directed.
Jimmy Carter denounced President Reagan's foreign policy in New York last night, calling it belligerent and dangerous to peace. Mr. Carter was also asked about reports that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi may be trying to assassinate American officials.
I don't put it past Gaddafi that he would do such a thing. I think, however, when the allegation is there or evidence exists, that it should be handled in a quiet way to search out the potential assassins, and to notify Gaddafi that if he did not terminate such a threat, that very serious consequences would be the result.
Israel says it will ignore the resolution passed unanimously last night by the UN Security Council declaring Israeli annexation of the Golan Heights null and void and demanding that Israel rescind the action. Ambassador Yehuda Blum of Israel told the council it should have censured Syria, which occupied the heights before the 67 war.
It would have demanded of Syria to abandon its aggressive policies towards Israel. It would have required Syria to abide by its international obligations in accordance with the purposes and principles of the United Nations Charter. And it would have called upon Syria to negotiate with Israel in accordance with Security Council resolutions 242, 1967, and 338, 1973.
The United States voted in favor of the Security Council resolution against the annexation. More news after this.
Come on in and look us over. There's so much in store for you. Take a look at all the good things your telephone can do. So many styles and services designed to serve you well.
For the latest word in quality, look for Genuine Bell. The Bell Phone Center, it's for you. The Bell Phone Center, it's for you.
At holiday time, your Bell Phone Center store is the place to find a present for the future, a present people use and love long after the holidays, a genuine Bell telephone. You can give one for the fun of it, the beauty of it, or for making important calls with a single touch. There are so many Bell phones and services, you may even choose a gift certificate. Either way, it's a present for the future because it's genuine Bell.
The Bell Phone Center, it's for you.
Italian police are searching today for U.S. Army General James Dozier, kidnapped from his home in Verona yesterday by four gunmen believed to be members of the Red Brigades. An explosion destroyed a five-story building in Salisbury, the capital of Zimbabwe, today. It was the headquarters of Prime Minister Robert Mugabe's political party. No word on casualties. Blizzards on Alaska's Mount McKinley are turning away rescuers trying to reach three survivors of an airplane crash.